Welcome to Connection Point, GovConnections podcast series, where we focus on strategies and trends in infrastructure, IT optimization, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and managing user PCs has always been time-consuming and a challenging task for IT departments. That challenge has become further complicated for today's IT professionals, with many organizations seeing growth in the remote and mobile users they support. So on today's podcast, we're going to discuss VDI, Virtual Desktop Infrastructure. It's a technology that lets IT departments run operating systems and applications on virtual machines, the servers, and their data centers. Joining us for the conversation, Bill Scarborough, specialist systems engineer with VMware. He's got 2 years with the company. He talks to a lot of customers. Very rarely is he in the office, usually out and about on the East Coast of the U.S. talking to those customers about VDI. And Bill, appreciate you being in the office today and joining me.
No worries.
What are some of the bigger problems you're seeing that IT pros have with managing just the regular old desktop these days?
Well, the number one problem is managing that desktop. So what we're looking for is create some efficiencies within the enterprise and customer space so that they can start managing users' data as opposed to having to manage the machines.
In terms of those efficiencies, what are the efficiencies we can expect to gain from moving to VDI?
So what you do is you can actually start to manage from the VMware perspective. You can manage pools of desktops as opposed to individual desktops. So the efficiencies you gain there are from one central location. You can start managing groups of individuals as opposed to individuals themselves.
One of the things that I've noticed in talking to a lot of IT folks over the last several months here, Bill, in this recession, is it's been hard for a lot of guys to get out there and get a project approved by the executive staff. And so what I'm hoping we might be able to do is learn from you. What are some of the maybe key metrics or key ideas that IT can bring to the CFO and say, this is why I believe now is the best time for us to move towards this virtual desktop environment?
Yeah, there's a lot of compelling events that will be coming that'll lead the conversation, especially around with approval for CFO level. But one of the big benefits of VMware and virtual desktop in general is the ability to actually start managing your devices, which creates efficiencies. When you talk about these efficiencies, you really need to talk about the total cost of ownership. It's really not about the return on investment per se, but the holistic return you get of all aspects of the desktop, from not just the purchase, but also the management, the ability to free up resources for other projects, the ability to decrease your cost of managing not only the applications, but the user data as well. That's really where the key benefits of virtual desktop start to really add benefits at the CFO level.
IT over the last many years has had to put on more of a business hat as the business side of an organization and IT have come closer together, have had more conversations at the same table. What are some of the tools, what are some of the metrics specifically then to that total cost of ownership that IT should be looking at to really gauge whether or not this is the right move for them?
When you talk about the total cost of ownership, most companies will do what's called an industry assessment of their total cost. And that total cost comes from everywhere from a help desk call to the end solution of that customer's issue. When you talk about that, you're talking about not only the person receiving the call, the person walking to the desktop, the asset itself, the downtime. And then what they have is they actually have a number that roughly around $1,300 per desktop per year is what it costs to manage that desktop. Total cost of ownership is the ability to take that number and reduce it so that when the end-to-end support of that customer becomes less than that $1,300. So it takes into account just not cost, but also the ability to provide a service to your customer.
One of the, you bring up the customers, the end users here. This is a change. It's not just a technology change for IT. It is a change in the way that we interoperate with our computers, with our offices. I mean, it used to be get a job, get a paycheck, we like that, get that ID badge to get you in the building, get your own computer, and that's changing as folks are being introduced to these VDI environments, and it's a change for the end user. Let's talk a little bit about that. One of the things that end users, I think, are always concerned about is kind of the customization of their computer, the applications they're using, and they might have some specific ones that other folks don't have. Let's talk about those applications and virtualization of those applications, how that is done, how that works for the end user.
Absolutely. So the virtual desktop really is all about service. So when you're talking to your customers, you want to be able to provide them a service. So they shouldn't care what it's running on or what it's functioning like as long as it's meeting their needs. One way that you can achieve part of this is by virtualizing your applications. By removing the applications from the operating system itself, really what you have is a least common denominator operating system that really becomes almost throwaway. You can build it on demand, you can upgrade it on demand, but your applications are now independent of that operating system. And this is one way that you can start to provide the ability for not only the business, but also for your enterprise to see efficiencies around virtual desktop.
Virtual desktops, does it take any amount of training to get the users up to speed? Or is the goal, if you do a VDI implementation correctly, that end user really isn't seeing a big difference from what they had on Friday to what they see in the office on Monday after the implementation?
Right, that's exactly right. What you want to do is you want to provide them the same look and feel and the same service level that they would expect from a physical PC. So by providing these pieces together as a whole, your objective is to make sure that they have that same look and feel that they would expect from their physical PC. And really, that's the only way to achieve the end state of virtual desktop. If the customer isn't satisfied or if it doesn't meet their needs, then you're going to have some challenges trying to make sure that you can implement it.
Bill, I can't wrap up our conversation today without talking about Windows 7. We're close to the launch as you and I are recording this podcast. A lot of organizations are planning migration plans. It might happen now. Likely for many organizations, it's going to be sometime in 2010. Any insights, any thoughts on the release of Windows 7 and how it's going to have an impact on VDI market adoption?
Absolutely. Windows 7 is absolutely a compelling event for virtual desktop as well as regular desktop. From Windows XP to Windows 7, in between was Windows Vista. Windows Vista was not something that was really adopted widely by many companies. Windows 7, however, is something that a lot of companies are looking to move to. It has improvements. Because of that, this offers customers the ability to have a tipping point, per se, of what they're going to do within their virtual infrastructure. So it gives them the ability to start rolling out Windows 7 within a virtual infrastructure to provide their customers ease of upgrade. So Windows 7 is going to play a large role in a lot of different organizations and a lot of different spaces. But in a virtual desktop space, Windows 7 can be a compelling event to help customers drive efficiencies in their enterprise. Just from the upgrade alone, it would be the first way to start looking at it.
What if someone isn't going to upgrade in the next year, say, to Windows 7? They want to wait for Service Pack 1 or later for whatever reason. VDI is still appropriate in, say, an XP environment?
Absolutely. So what you want to do is, within the Windows XP environment, you're going to create efficiencies within your organization. What you want to do is, even with Windows XP, when you start managing resources as pools as opposed to individuals, so when you start looking at something like accounts payable, that's one pool. Accounts receivable is another pool. You're not looking at the folks that make up that department. You're actually looking at just the pool of their resources. So even with XP, there's a lot of benefits to gain by virtualizing those desktops.
All right, Bill. Well, definitely some cool insights here. A lot of things to look forward to in the VDI space as it continues to develop. And again, as the launch of Windows 7 probably helps usher in a new wave of folks interested in VDI. If you think implementing a VDI solution may be right for your organization, start out on the right foot with help from GovConnection. They will work with you from the start to develop a solution that is right for your organization. You can contact your GovConnection account manager. You can also visit online, www.govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.